homes. It's very affordable because you pay a little every month. Please call 610-758-8810 or go to wdiy.org.
We want you to stay tuned for Lehigh Valley Art Salon. George Miller and Kate Scuffle will be here tonight as your hosts, and our engineer Steve Aronson. And we'll tell you more about our fall fun drive as we continue along here on our first day of the fall membership drive. 610-758-8810. Make that call of support right now or go online to WDIY.org. It only takes a few minutes of your time. The time is 6:04. This is WDIY.
Rent is the issue every month at most households, but this Rent is a rock musical which tells the story of impoverished young artists and musicians struggling to survive and create in New York City's Lower East Side. On Broadway, it won a Tony Award for Best Musical. It won the Pulitzer Prize. Northampton Community College Theater Department brings this moving, exceptional musical to us on October the 24th, and with us today, chatting a little bit later, are the cast members from the production, Tom Kennebec and David Kuntz. Touchstone Theater, of course, the region's outstanding professional theater, presents the internationally renowned Sandglass Theater as they perform their new work, Degeneration, An Exaltation of Larks, stories written collaboratively by Alzheimer's and late-stage dementia patients. This is, of course, WDIY 88.1 FM in Allentown, Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with these outstanding artists. Of course, with us from Touchstone, yes, Trumpum, is ensemble member and general manager Emma Chong. Well, welcome, Emma.
Thank you so much.
We'll ignore the touchdown there.
Yes, just move right on.
No, really, it's interesting. We were talking a little bit before the show. Degeneration, An Exaltation of Larks, created and performed by Sandglass Theater. Now, you were telling me that Kathleen O'Malley and J.P. Jordan of Touchstone had seen this piece in development and were so thrilled with it.
Yes. A couple years ago, J.P. and Kathleen were up in New England going to a gathering of theaters who did original works, and we were sort of sharing ideas, sharing the works we had in progress, and one of the works that was shared was Degeneration. And JP and Kathleen came back and said, we have to bring this to Touchstone. This piece is something else. Mm. So we're really thrilled to be able to present it as part of our season this year.
And it's new. I mean, they've just recently kind of polished it and put it out there touring.
Yes, indeed. They've been touring for a good chunk of this year, and it's been really well received, so we're thrilled to bring it here.
And tell me a little bit about the performers. It's a mix of live and puppetry.
Yes, indeed. Sandglass is really celebrated for its work with puppets. And in this particular show, the five puppets used play the Alzheimer's patients.
Okay.
And the three puppeteers who manipulate them are their caretakers, their family. So as they're interacting with the puppets, they're not just being puppeteers interacting with puppets. They're actually interacting with characters, one character with another. And to see the artistry of these people at work is just incredible. It's something else to watch.
And the stories, the text, the script's based really on harvested or collected stories that the company...
Yes, there's a method called time slips that is often used with late stage dementia patients, where they're encouraged to freely create stories as a group, and it really gives them a chance to get their ideas out and to share and to create in a way that they're not always able to in their everyday life. And so Sandglass used time slips to create stories with these with the patients, and those sort of form the core around which degeneration is based.
It sounds beautiful.
It absolutely does. And just the title alone, Degeneration, An Exaltation of Larks, of course, which is it comes from a group of birds. They're actually called An Exaltation of Larks. But the name Exaltation immediately brings us up, does it not? It raises us up. And that's
yes, indeed.
So beautiful,
yeah, it's the really remarkable thing I think about this play is that it's such heavy material, such potentially really bring material that could really bring you down, and Sandglass treats it with respect, you know, with the utmost gravity, but also a sense of joy, a sense of play, really, you know, bringing out the light of these characters.
I noticed that it's subtitled a piece about play, joy, and communication, which. Yeah. Again, might not be what you would immediately think. Yeah.
Yeah. The characters, the five characters, are at different stages of dementia in the play, and they each have their struggles, their demons, and they each have their joys, and it's really fascinating to see them interact.
Mm-hmm. And it's certainly about the caretakers as well.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And this is mid-November. It'll be only four nights. Am I correct?
Four performances. November 14th through 17th.
I strongly encourage people to pay attention. Seriously, though, because it's interesting. I mean, I think one of what we were saying earlier, not only the Valley's professional theater, but one of the gifts Touchstone gives us in the Valley is finding a piece like this, touring work that's out there, that's being created, that's new, that we wouldn't see otherwise, and you're curating for us.
Yes, we're fortunate in that we get to see a lot of good theater, and one of the things that we hope we can do is find theater that will be touching and effective to the community here and bring it to them.
And Degeneration opens again. What is the date?
It's November 14th yes. through 17th.
Yes. Well, we'll make sure we get to see it. Following that is, of course, the Lehigh Valley. In fact, Northeastern Pennsylvania. In fact, Pennsylvania's favorite Christmas show, A Christmas City Follies.
Yes, indeed. And we're so excited to begin rehearsals, I think, week after next. And it's always a little bit odd to be starting out Christmas in October, but we're ready. We're so ready for it. You just listen in around the Touchstone office, and we're already throwing ideas around about what kind of sketches and songs we might want to do this year. It's so much fun.
And for the audience member who has lived a deprived life and not ever seen the Christmas City Follies yet, we might point out again what's unique is, although it's a long-running convention that's a favorite at the holidays, because it's Touchstone again, it's new, it's written afresh every year, and so that it's usually, I would imagine, a mix of themes and bits and things that characters will recognize, but always some new.
Yep, we try to keep it, a little bit of new stuff every year, but always trying to bring back the old favorites.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't seen it, it's basically a vaudevillian style review. So we have some characters, monologues, sketches, songs, ridiculousness out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
And completely created by the ensemble.
Yep, every year.
And what's fun is, I think, because it is a vaudeville review, is a great way to describe it. It has a sense of freshness. I mean, when I've seen it often, there will be comments on something that happened a few weeks ago, things in Bethlehem news, just a real liveliness as well as the tradition of the holidays.
Yep. In addition to it being a Christmas show, we do always try to balance it out with it being a Christmas City show. So we love Bethlehem. We love our home, and we want to make a show that celebrates it every year.
Incidentally, this is Christmas City, Christmas City Follies 14.
Indeed.
And it opens on December the 5th and runs to the 22nd.
And without divulging anything else, I'm pulling for the panda.
Oh, yeah? Really?
I'm always in favor of the Christmas panda coming back.
We do want to touch on briefly that coming up is another exceptional opportunity for all of us and for Touchstone, and that is Journey from the East. which will be directed by Mary Wright, and it is indeed a production distilling all of the stories and the processes that Touchstone engages in, and touching on, of course, something Chinese. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. We started, this inspiration sort of started with the large numbers of Chinese tourists that were coming into the casino, and looking back beyond that at local business, Chinese business owners, restaurants, students, professors at Lehigh, grad students, just a whole range of what the Chinese American experience has been in Bethlehem in the Lehigh Valley.
And the connection to the Greenway, we were talking a little bit earlier about collecting stories there as well.
Yes, there's a great little traditional pavilion that Lehigh built there a couple years ago, and it's really become a gathering point for people. So we've been out on the Greenway, we've been gathering stories from the people out on the Greenway, and it's just fascinating the stories we've been getting.
So this will be debuting in, I believe,
April.
And I just wanted to remind people, a piece like this, which is still developing, you want to stay in touch with Touchstone. The website is
www.touchstone.org. You can also sign up for our email newsletter there. There'll be a ton of great updates about all these upcoming shows.
And you're on Facebook and Twitter.
And of course, you know where they're at. And if you don't, shame on you. It's 321 East 4th Street in Bethlehem, South Bethlehem. And you can give them a ring at 867-1689. Emma, it has been a pleasure talking with you again. I wish we could talk to you more, because you and the entire ensemble at Touchstone is doing is just spectacular.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
This is George Miller and Kate Scuffle on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. We'll be right back after this salient message.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Steve Aronson. I'm very pleased to be in the studio this evening on day one of our fall membership drive with Operations Director Neil Heaver. Good evening, Neil.
Good evening, Steve. Yes, and you know, our fall membership drive is just a couple of days. We shortened it by a few days because folks called in early to buy back the whole weekend. So we didn't have any pledging during the weekend, but now we've started today on Monday. And here in Lehigh Valley Art Salon, we're asking you to call 610-758-8810. With your pledge of support, or go online to wdiy.org. Steve, one of the great things that we're able to do with our local public affairs programming, like Lehigh Valley Art Salon, is really pay tribute to the people around the Lehigh Valley who make this such a great and vibrant place. And that means theater and music and visual arts and dance and all the wonderful things that keep you here in the Lehigh Valley rather than traveling 50, 100, 200 miles to go see something. It's here. We've got world-class artwork on display. We've got people, young people who are extremely talented. We're going to hear from some Northampton students in a little bit about what they're doing with Rent, the show Rent. That's all coming your way. So, Steve, you know, it's important to become a newer renewing member.
It is, and you mentioned, I'm going to focus on music for a second. We have a great benefit beginning now for members that new and renewing members that sign up at the $60 level or higher.
Yep, and that benefit is that we put you on an email for a ticket list. We get plenty of free tickets from venues around the Lehigh Valley that we work with, like Miller Symphony Hall and Zollner Art Center and Steel Stacks, and now we're making that a member benefit. So if you join at the $60 level or above, as Steve just mentioned, that member benefit means you get first dibs in getting tickets for these venues for free. Before, we used to do it on the phone, and we were happy to do that and give tickets away. But you know what? We wanted to make sure that members have the first chance to get that. So that's a new benefit. And, Steve, we're also contributing to an organization here in the Lehigh Valley that needs our help.
Yet another benefit. Every pledge that we receive during this fund drive will be honored with a donation of cereal and cheese from Cabot Cheese Makers through our friends at the Price Right Supermarkets will be made to the Second Harvest Food Bank. So that's yet another benefit for joining up right now.
Yep, and you know, 610-758-8810, calling that number right now will just take 2 minutes of your time into Pledge Central. You know, there's a lot of great programming here that's locally focused, and the importance of being locally focused means that we're caring for this community. We're caring for this community with the food donation. We're caring for this community to give young people a chance to talk about what they're doing in theater and the arts, making you aware of it and connecting you to what's going on in the Lehigh Valley. We feel very strongly that that's very important. I'm sure I can speak for George and Kate when I say that we are dedicated to the Lehigh Valley, and we want to make sure that the Lehigh Valley stays strong in so many ways. 610-758-8810, WDIY.org is the way to do it. Quick, easy, and safe online. Either way, we'd love to say thank you to you for your pledge of support for programs like Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Indeed. And just we mentioned the $60 basic membership level, but one of the things we've been talking about all day today is the sustainer level, which begins at $120 or $10 a month. Not very much when you consider it's only $10 a month and how much you pay for some other things like cable TV. Or
much more than that.
Indeed. So for just $10 a month or 33 cents a day, as one mathematician calculated it during the day, you continue to get the great programming on WDIY, public affairs, music, handpicked music, and NPR news. It's your community, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station.
Right. We are NPR members, so we pay those full dues. The sustainer level is extremely important for us to make sure that we can continue to bring you programming like this one, like Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and then later on, Take Charge of Your Life, and also, of course, a current movie review with At the Movies with Paul Willistein. Well, we're going to be hearing about a new production of Rent coming our way here in the Lehigh Valley, here on listener-supported community public radio NPR member station WDIY. That number, 610-758-8810, or online at WDIY.org.
Yes, we're back here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This is George Miller and my wife, co-host Kate Scuffle. And we do urge you, please, this is a listener-supported community public radio. We ask you to please support WDIY. With me now are Tom Kennebec and
Hi.
David Kuntz, the members of the cast of Rent. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you, George.
Yeah.
It's great to have you guys. So this is at the Northampton Community College Theater Department production. And you're opening soon. When do you open?
We open on the 24th, which is next Thursday.
And we run through to the 27th, which is a matinee
27th,
at
3
o'clock.
So and most performances are at 7:30, I remember.
Yes.
Correct.
I was going to say, you know, it's interesting. I don't perform in musicals because people turn radios off to keep me from singing along. So I've never had the pleasure of sharing in a production of Rent, but I've heard the wonderful music, and I'm aware that. How does it feel to be in this production of something that's, I mean, people are going to be thrilled to see this. It's a magnificent show.
I am super excited. This is actually the show that got me into theater the first place. I found out about it when, like, I was a freshman in high school. Mm-hmm. Mark Cohen, the role that I'm playing, is one of the roles I've always wanted to play. It's a dream role of mine. I know David has always wanted to play Roger, right. So we're both very... very excited to be taking on these roles. It's very exciting.
That's wonderful. Tell me, you know, for the listener who's somehow managed to miss out on this, Rent is, of course, based on La Boheme, the Puccini opera.
Yes.
Correct.
And instead of an 1895 group of Bohemians in Paris, we're in New York. It's the late 80s, 90s, if I'm correct.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. correct.
Living in the shadow of AIDS rather than tuberculosis, kind of a brilliant switch by Jonathan Larson. Could you tell us a little bit more about your characters and about the story of the piece?
Sure. The show is centered on a group of friends who share an apartment, and the two of us are the only two that still live there. The rest of our roommates have moved out. One of them's name is Benny, has married Rich and sold us out, and he's the antagonist, more or less. And another friend of ours is actually his ex-girlfriend, Maureen. Mm-hmm. she is having a protest and Benny's trying to stop it. So it kind of, the conflict from La Boheme comes back just in reinvented in these new characters.
And it's pretty much, it's nonstop music, isn't it? I mean, for the...
There's a few monologues here and there, but most of them are even underscored. So it's, for the most part, it's considered a rock opera. Mm-hmm. So it's it is nonstop music.
Very lush, wonderful characters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this was what got you into theater?
Yes.
That's interesting. Uh-huh. And how did had you heard it, seen it? What was your
experience? Heard it, seen it. I first heard about it over over the internet. The first song that I heard from it was actually Seasons of Love, which is pretty much the most famous number from the show. And from there, I just started listening to it, and I discovered, oh, my God, this is so cool. It's like an entire story told through music, and it's on stage, and oh, my God, this is so cool. Maybe I could do this. And that's what got me into theater in high school.
Wow.
And I just went from there.
And, of course, Bill Mutimer is directing, but he's also a choreographer.
Yes,
correct.
The music is
musical
Rosemary.
Director?
No, the music director is Sherry Mel.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Melcher.
Yes,
right,
yes.
Okay.
Great.
And it's interesting. Now, you're opening soon. Do you feel ready? I mean, it's a huge show. I mean, you're gonna,
I feel ready.
Absolutely.
I think we're going to knock the show out of the park.
Yes. I'm sure you will.
Can't wait. That's a great. Now, it hasn't been done at Northampton before, has it? No,
not to my knowledge.
It's been done in the area. Okay, and in the interest of full disclosure, I know he can't say anything, but it's exciting because the next show coming up will be A Doll's House, which is very different. Mm-hmm. George is going to be directing that. We were talking a little bit about the season and what else is coming up at Northampton in the spring. Then
in the spring, we have House of Bernarda Alba, which is directed by Joanne Wilsick Bassist, and we have Macbeth, which is also directed by Bill Mutimer.
That's a really interesting mix of a season.
It's a dark, twisty season.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yes, absolutely. I'm just. Terrifically, because I could never say Macbeth myself because I'm careful as to where I'd say that.
Yeah, I'm a little scared myself.
Studio, okay. but it is a fabulous season.
And just to remind folks, I mean, Rent, you know, a tremendous amount of awards. It was, was definitely one of the longest running shows on Broadway. I think 12 years.
12 years, yeah, that's correct.
And an interesting story, Jonathan Larson, the librettist and the writer who had worked on this for 7 years, was developing with the New York Theatre Workshop. Passed away unexpectedly the night at the last dress rehearsal of an aortic aneurysm.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was actually interesting. There's a show titled Tick, Tick, Boom, in which he kind of gives this thought of there's a ticking, and it was always said that he knew that one day the boom would come, and the boom was his aneurysm. And it's really interesting that he kind of predicted that more or less.
Wow. So Rent was, you know, pretty much his swan song.
Yeah. And influenced, I think, a sense, because it's such a portrait of New York at the time in the East Village.
Definitely.
Based in some ways on friends and folks he would have known in the villages. He would have known it. And it's a story of artists, which must be fun for all of you.
Absolutely.
Incidentally, how many characters are in the play?
There are 8 actual characters, but we have a cast of 21.
Ah, there you are. Okay, wow. Oh, that's great. The music is going to be fabulous.
Absolutely.
Incidentally, Kayla Mulkern is here in the studio with us. She plays Mimi. She's not on the microphone at the moment, but she's supporting these two guys and nodding her head and giving them an okay sign every time she can.
And it's exciting to have all of you here with us, too, because it seems the Northampton Community Theater Department is just really, really growing by leaps and bounds as well.
Absolutely. I've noticed that, too. It has been fantastic. The theater department has grown so wonderfully that it's... we're going to expect more in the next season, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So now, real quickly, it's a 7:30 curtain?
7:30 curtain on Thursday through Saturday, and then we have a 3 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
Oh, okay. And admission is canned goods?
Is it canned good or $1?
Okay, and that's a donation to the Norman Roberts Scholarship Fund, I believe.
Guys, I want to thank you very much for being with us. I want to say thanks to Steve Aronson. Thank you, Steve, for your professional support at the live radio console, making our voices as beautiful as an exaltation of larks, a descent of woodpeckers, a gaggle of geese, a murder of crows, an unkindness of ravens, and a wisp of snipe. Thank you, Steve.
Quite welcome.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Salinger is a brutally honest documentary about J.D. Salinger, the reclusive author of Catcher in the Rye, who wrote just one heralded, controversial, generation-shifting novel and never published another. Although J.D. Salinger published short stories following the landmark publication of Catcher in the Rye in 1951, he retreated from the media glare of New York City to Cornish, New Hampshire, where he continued to write in his bunker, publishing his last short story in 1965, rarely granting interviews, and seldom venturing out to nearby Windsor, Vermont, mostly to collect his mail. Salinger, the movie, takes us on the cryptic author's journey from his upper-middle-class New York City upbringing to his attending Valley Forge Military Academy, to his enlisting in the Army to serve in World War II, to his post-war meteoric rise, to his critical drubbing, and to his long slide into obscurity. J.D. Salinger, who died at 91 in 2011, continued to nurture his craft. The documentary, Salinger, is directed by Shane Salerno, the screenwriter of Savages, Aliens vs. Predator, Requiem, Shaft, and Armageddon. Interviewed are those who knew, worked with, or admired Salinger's work, including authors Gore Vidal and Tom Wolfe, editors, playwrights, literary types, fans, including Philip Seymour Hoffman and Edward Norton, friends, ex-girlfriends, including Joyce Maynard, and daughter Margaret, and son Matthew. Salinger's star rose again in the 1960s when the counterculture embraced the anti-establishment views of Catcher in the Rye protagonist Holden Caulfield. Quote, "Is it possible to grow up and not sell out?" posits Catcher, which has sold more than 6 million copies and sells about 250,000 copies annually. J.D. Salinger's image was tarnished by the assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan and the assassination of John Lennon when both of the accused shooters cited Catcher in the Rye as an influence on their motives. A copy of the Salinger book was found at the Dakota shooting site of Lennon. Words have power. They can have a warped power over weak individuals. Deranged persons can read into works of fiction and be influenced in bizarre ways. In this, Salinger, the film, is a cautionary tale. Mostly, Salinger, the film, and Salinger, the man, is a great literary mystery. Quote, "That was as close as I got to J.D. Salinger," says one of the interviewees in Salinger. After viewing Salinger, the film, you may feel the same. Salinger is MPAA rated PG-13 for disturbing war images, thematic elements, and smoking. Opening October 18, Carrie, the Brian De Palma horror classic, is updated with Chloe Grace Moretz in the title role that Sissy Spacek played. The storyline is similar to the original. Julianna Moore also stars. Kimberly Pierce directs. Escape Plan. Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger star in the action thriller about an escape from a super maximum security prison of the future. 50 Cent and Vincent D'Onofrio also star. 12 Years a Slave. A free black man from upstate New York is abducted and sold into slavery in antebellum United States. Chiwetel Ejiofor stars, also starring Michael Fassbender, Brad Pitt, and Michael K. Williams. The film is based on the book written in the mid-1800s and is supposedly a true story. All is lost. After a collision at sea, a sailor fights for his life. Robert Redford stars in the action drama. I'm Paul Willenstein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.